Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ every Tuesday at this time, brought to you by Ford. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. And we welcome in Jerry here on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Sean, RJ, good morning.
Jerry, we know you are limited to a degree in what you can say, but we're just really confused over this Lael Collins situation. We don't understand where the language and the policy calls for a suspension, why all this testing is still taking place with the substance changes heading into this year. What can you tell us about how this whole thing played out?
Well, the policy... it's a mistake to totally look or refer to the language in a policy when you have the ability as in the, if you will, the governance of the commissioner that can overrule anything and give his interpretation and make his final judgment. Now, the commissioner hadn't gotten involved in this one yet, but there are a lot of different nuances there, a lot of different ways to look at the policy. You've had the thing aired out pretty good. You had a mediator, judge type basically make a decision on it, and then we'll go from there and see if there's any relief that he can get higher in the chain, so to speak, possibly even with the commissioner. And that's about all I can tell you. It's a very, very convoluted situation. But our policy as it stands right now has a lot of emphasis on the, if you will, the process. The process of meeting with consultants, of consulting relative to whatever your issue is. And if that's infringed on, in other words, if that's not adhered to in a pretty formal way, then you can get in some pretty heavy areas there regarding your eligibility to play. Now, that's a mouthful, but yeah, that's about all I can say.
Jerry, how long does the appeal process generally take for this? And I know in some sports you could play while the appeal process is going on, but is that
There's
the case
not a
here?
Process here. He's suspended as we speak. He won't play Sunday. And so the process doesn't have a length to it at all. And so as of right now, he's living with the adjudication of five games.
How frustrating is all this, Jerry? It was a nice start. I know you didn't get the win, but we were all feeling pretty good. You had the defending champs right there. Offense and Dak looked amazing. We know what happened with the offensive line last year. How frustrating is this for you?
It's not frustrating. We're going to be dealing when you have 80 players and you do approximately counting your practice squad, when you have the issues of injury that you deal with, when you have the COVID thing, putting the active players out on the field every week is a evolving thing. It has been for years. It's part of the game. Everybody's dealing with it, all 32 teams.
Jerry Jones, go ahead, sorry.
Where you are, you continually evaluate. We had two players in yesterday. We were evaluating corner and receiver. It's our game. It's the NFL.
How was Dak feeling physically after that amazing performance, but also that workload?
Outstanding. He came through it great. First question I ask not only after the game, but days after the game. How's he doing? And he's just doing great.
All right, be honest now, because I know you were very optimistic about how he would play. Did that even exceed your expectations of how healthy he actually was?
Well, I'm going to say this. I sure am glad we've got him, and I'm glad we had him out there the other night. I thought he and Kellen Moore really, when you realize they call plays and then they go up and Dak has the ability to get into another play if he wants to, I just thought relative to the substantiveness of their defense, I thought we played outstanding offensively all the way around. You did too. I mean, we all did.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What is the plan for right tackle Sunday against the Chargers?
Plan is to go with Steele, and he'll do a good job. He's a young guy that we're proud of, and he really had a great rookie year last year, relatively speaking, and he'll do a good job out there. We'll give him lots of help.
Jerry, what was, I know it was speculated, but what was the reasoning behind not moving Zach to right tackle? Is that a Mike thing? Is that a Zach doesn't really like it? What was the reasoning there?
Not really. I think we feel like our offense, really, I hate to be trite about it, but it's just best served with him at right guard, and we've got a good alternative, and he will be very helpful to the fact that Steele will be out there in the game, and he'll be helpful to him. He can really will help out that situation. But we, but really, you're reluctant because when you make a move, you talk about position flex in the offensive line. But when you make a move, you're dealing with two people at different positions rather than just one new one in there at the same position he's been practicing. So. It's a little more to it relative to what you're giving up when you switch a guy out of a position into another one. That's two position switches.
Jerry, what is the status of Randy Gregory as of today to play Sunday?
He had a positive test. We're looking for negative tests. He's doing things to give him the best chance to have the negative test. And we'll keep testing him out there with the protocol and keep our fingers crossed that maybe we could get a quick bout with this COVID.
Do you know if he's experiencing symptoms?
Excuse me?
Do you know if he's experiencing symptoms? Like that would elongate the process, right?
Well, I would say that it's not serious symptoms.
Jerry, you may answer the same way in terms of not being frustrated. It's just part of the game. But, I mean, you guys did pretty much everything you could to get the team vaccinated. It was only a few guys unvaxxed last time we heard you and Steven. Is this frustrating? Randy got vaccinated, doesn't have major symptoms, and is still in this situation. How are you viewing this overall with the team and the league?
I just put it in context of what we're dealing with in the country, what we're dealing with here in Texas. It's not uncommon now for people to be completely vaccinated and have some COVID. Relatively speaking, and our experience with our players last year was that I don't know that we had anybody get real sick with the COVID as our players last year. And so from that standpoint, it's good to know that we've got a good we've got a acceptable record of what happens when they do get the COVID. It creates imposition, obviously, to be tried on how we line it up when the players do get it. But in general, frankly, I've, on a personal basis, I've just come to live with this and know that we're going to have some get COVID, know the protocols. We're doing a good, really great job, I think, of making adjustments. We had anticipated it. No surprises here at all. And we had anticipated it, and I'm excited that we're going to be able to cope with it, in my view. And I'm excited about these full crowds back in these stadiums across the league. It's just great. It's obvious it does make a difference. I was watching the game Sunday, and to have those full stadiums everywhere. I was over at Arkansas and Texas this weekend, full stadium, storm the field, people everywhere. It's good to have it. It's good to have it back. We need this in the country.
You want to say anything to the Longhorn fans listening right now?
Well, I've got a lot of great Cowboy fans that are Longhorn fans, and that rivalry does unquestionably mean more to Arkansas and Arkansas fans. It's just more meaningful. It was our big game over there for centuries and decades. And so my point is that at the expense of all my good friends that are Longhorns, the Razorbacks did have a good day.
Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ every single week right here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, I know you were talking with KNC that Greg Zuerlein not being as active in the preseason may have factored in against Tampa. How are you feeling about it now, and have you guys decided to bring in another kicker just in case?
Well, we have had the kicker that we let go when we cut our squad down. We had brought him in because Zuerlein was limited right at the end of preseason, and he had a quad that was bothering him at the time. And so we brought him in. That's why you do that. And so in light of the entire situation, we could bring this kicker in for the and have him on our practice squad, and not only have him ready, but also Zuerlein will be, of course, getting his reps out there this week. And that's, in my mind, the logical way to handle kind of moving Zuerlein into a physically solid eye for going ahead. That we, no question about it, we're being tentative with him during preseason, and I do, in my opinion, I think that showed up out there the other night.
Jerry, how close were you guys leading up to the game, not even, you know, at the end of camp, with the quad injury and with the fact that he hadn't taken any kicks? How close were you to not having him active for game one and having somebody
not
else?
Not close at all. We had real good feeling about him, and obviously it's unfortunate. My understanding is he hit the ball high on his first two, but still, we all know that whether it be Tiger Woods or whether it be a baseball player, all athletes have to have adjustments sometime and get their swing back, so to speak. And he's in that category of golfers' swings or of batter coaching, timing, getting in the groove. He's, to me, that position's in that category.
Jerry, we saw the Raiders stadium with fans last night in an electric atmosphere and a great game. But let's talk about your feelings heading to this stadium on Sunday, a stadium that you are a proponent of, teams that you are a proponent of getting back to California. Set us up for heading to this venue that you are a big supporter of.
The stadium is magnificent. It's in the entertainment capital of the world. The eyes, when we think of Los Angeles, we think of entertainment. To me, that stadium's going to replace that kind of rickety-looking Hollywood sign that we always saw on the side of that mountain. But it's going to have NFL all over it. Our NFL Network's headquarters has a beautiful location right there next to the stadium. And it just does so much for our game relative to visibility and an image that we want to portray. Stan Kroenke has unbelievably made a commitment, $4.5 billion. The area around that stadium is a part of a $20 billion development. And it is, as far as assets go, as far as a venue goes, or as far as an image of what we would love for the NFL to be a part of, it just knocks it right out of the park.
Jerry, you've always looked out for the other teams, projects like this, NFL Network, what's best for the league. I've always wanted to ask you, why haven't you been more selfish with the Cowboys of maybe we don't need a salary cap and let's not look out for that market. And why so unselfish? I know it sounds like a weird question, but hey, let's get the Cowboys. I know you do everything you can for the Cowboys to succeed, but why have you been such an ambassador for the rest of the league?
Well, everything lifts that lifts the league lifts the Cowboys. And that when we're not playing in our great venue here in Arlington, then, be playing in a venue like that. We're just talking about Los Angeles. And so the overall presentation of the game, the interest in the game, the magic, if you will, you know, you've heard me say, a low percentage, 7% of our fans, only 7 have ever been inside a stadium in the NFL, but they see it through television. And but I knew that when I was building this stadium here, that it's what Al Michaels says about it going to 25, 30 million people, that also is a huge factor. All of that plays to the attitude about the league. And our game is a great game. It hits at the right time of the year in the fourth quarter. This time of the year, that's when we want all these eyeballs in front of those screens. So it's an exciting game there, and it's an exciting game for all of the other stuff off the field that goes on around it. These networks, when they do movies, they spend millions and millions of dollars promoting that movie. Well, we get to promote the NFL year-round in a lot of ways. And so all of this helps the game. Yes, it does. It helps move the ball down the field. It's all a part of the perception of the game. And I can't tell you what it's been like to be involved in this for 30 years. I never dreamed it'd be so interesting every day. I thought I might get cabin fever when I moved away from oil and gas and the excitement or the challenge. You can get what's cut off in the oil and gas. it is competitive stuff. I said, well, football won't be that way. Well, that's not right. It's been just as exciting there as well. So all of it is fabulous as far as the visibility, promotion of it. At the end of the day, we need to make first downs. That's what's beautiful about it. At the end of the day, it's in the dirt, as Jason Witten says. It's my town against your town.
Mm-hmm.
It's me against you. And, you know that crowd's out there when you're on the field, but you really, it's right down there where the stuff's getting after it is whatever player experiences, and that's what we know as fans is going on.
Jerry, last one. We're talking about the business and franchises and being a special part of the league. When is the last time that you got a phone call or a serious offer from someone else trying to buy the Cowboys from you?
Oh, I just don't know. That usually comes from in this nature. Boy, if ever you were ever thinking about it, look at where I am, and I'm speaking in the third person relative to another person. And so my point is that you're absolutely right. No one in there that knows me well at all would even think that I would would carry a thought into that area of not having the Cowboys.
So that's saying everybody has a price does not apply here.
No, it doesn't. I've sold a lot of things in my time, but everybody has heard me say this is not these are my heart. This is my legs. This is what we're about.
Jerry, thank you so much as always. Wonderful stuff. Have a good trip to California. We'll talk to you next week.
Boy, we've really got a challenge out here. Those Chargers looked pretty good the other day against Washington.
Yes, sir. Jerry Jones.
Hey, guys.
Every single Tuesday, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you on the Romeo's Pizza Hotline. Get game-winning pizza delivery and takeout at romeospizza.com. And, fellas, we do have breaking news with Jerry announcing the right tackle. Doesn't do it very often. and it is lighting up social media that it is going to be Terrence Steele replacing Lael Collins at right tackle for the Cowboys going up against Bosa and company on Sunday. Reaction to that on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. I wonder what Mike McCarthy thinks of Jerry announcing that right there.
I mean, it's your boss. It's his team. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I didn't say what's he going to do about it. Yeah. I said I wonder how he feels, yeah. And I'm sure he's not very happy. But look, let's talk about the move. You know, in going to evaluate Terrence Steele, you know, going to look up his grading or the Pro Football Focus numbers compared to Zach Martin. And we'll ask Mike McCarthy on Friday when he joins us for the first of his coaches show, 6:30 a.m., why? Why the decision? You followed up with it. Was it about what Zach wanted? Was it about trying to, you know, keep someone in a comfortable position? Zach Martin is a Hall of Fame guard. Is it about solidifying the middle of that offensive line so you can try to run Zeke there versus attack outside the tackles with every single play, whether it's a screen pass, a swing pass, or a passing play? If you don't have Zach at guard, can you really, you know, run behind those three guys? Because you are going to have to run at some point. Dak can't throw it 58 times every single game.
No, he can't. But Connor did well. You know, PFF grade gave him nearly a 70, a 69.9. That's good. That's a starter in the NFL, and you will take that. If you could tell me right now that McGovern would do a 70 grade
yes.
at guard and you move Zach to right tackle, or
that's what I would have done.
That's exactly what I would have done, because I think I'd be hard pressed to find out that Steele is going to give you a 70 at right tackle.
Right.
Against Bosa. So not going to happen. I would have done that. I'm not the head coach or the GM, so I don't really have a whole lot to say in the matter. The biggest thing that he said about Lael, though.
Yes.
There's no appeal process?
I thought you were going to say him detailing the process not being adhered to. I thought he gave us a lot in not being able to tell us a lot because of the policy and private information and all that. Said it's convoluted. He kind of threw a curveball that ended up outside of the strike zone. I thought he was trying to say that Goodell interfered. He said Goodell has the power to interfere. He hasn't done it in this case. But then he was talking about if the process is not adhered to, maybe he's just talking about missing the test or something else. But that's what we got from Jerry.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. I sleep with one. But from what I was picking up out of that, I mean, he's talking about mediation. And mediation is something that's done quite often in the NFL, either with the referees when they had their labor dispute, also with other players as well. But when he mentioned the mediator has made a decision. Mm. Well, that's not a final decision. The final decision is made up to Roger Goodell, which, as Jerry just said, has not got to that level yet.
How the hell can you appeal something and still be suspended, though, during the appeal?
How can you be suspended for that many games when it's not written?
Right.
It's not out there that, yes, that's what you're going to face.
But, like, let's just say Lael appeals this thing, and he sits out this game, and then he sits out the next game, and they say, oh, you know what? You're right. You never should have been suspended. Well, he's already missed two games now. How the hell is that fair?
Yeah.
You know, when you get in other sports...
Ask Trevor Bauer.
Well, and look, that's not fair either.
Yeah.
Okay, that's garbage too. Let the process play out. You play while the process is playing out. If there's a brawl in the Rangers-Astros game tonight and they suspend players for 5, 6, 10 games...
Yeah.
They do not serve a day of suspension
right while they appeal
until the appeal process has gone through.
Yep.
You should never miss a game because of an appeal. Because you're going through the process.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.